Today, Be'ezrat Hashem, we learned the Mem Aleph of Masechet Sukkah. The topics we learned about include the following: further discussion about how objects with Kedusha Shviyas, sanctity of Shemitah, are redeemed; when the four species are taken for the mitzvah; when grain from the new crops was permitted at Pesach time; how we know that we must do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash; using someone else's lulav for the mitzvah; holding the lulav and other objects during davening. So the Kitum's accounts we learn about include Yom Hanef, the day of waving. On the day after Pesach, a flour carbon was brought from barley called the carbon omer. After this carbon was brought, grains from the new crops were permitted to be eaten. The carbon omer was waved up and down before part of it was burned on the Mizbeach altar. This is the day of the waving. Ad v'ad b'chlal, until and including. When the deadline is given in relation to a mitzvah, is the final time included or is it only up to the final time? Ad v'ad b'chlal says that the final time is included. Until that time is reached, the deadline has not passed. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Chalias B'Shabbos. When the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, there is a prohibition of carrying on Shabbos, so special provisions had to be made to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav. Matana Manas L'Hachzer Shema Matana. A gift given on condition that it be returned is still considered a gift. Although there is a stipulation that the person cannot keep the gift, it is completely his during the time he has it, as long as he gives it back.